नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य तियन्तप्रक्रियायां विंशः पाठः, डिसेम्बर् मासस्य चतुर्दशः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। अद्य भादिगणस्य रूपसिद्धिं पठामः। ततः पूर्वं गतसप्ताहस्य अभ्यासाः, I put up the exercise quite late last week. I guess everybody got just 2 or 3 days. Are people actually able to do the exercise in this time? If not, maybe we can discuss that in the next class. And just how many people are ready today? Good. Quite a few people have done it, but there are a few who have done it partly, and I know would like to go through it themselves before we discuss it. So let us discuss this exercise in the next class, because anyway there is no exercise for this class, at least no written exercise. So we will discuss this exercise in the next class. Please do it, because it's a very, very important exercise. To get the hang of that order of applying things. As we go on, we don't actually stick to this order. We study only mainly the 3 steps, Angakarya, Pratyaya Nirmana, and there are 2 Angakaryas. So to have this order in mind always, please try to do this exercise. Okay. So it's also a big revision for what we have done so far, which is the foundation. Even though we are actually starting the Vadigana today, without what we have done so far, you cannot do much progress with that. Okay, so we'll start with this Vadiganaha Dhatu Pathasya Prathamaha Ganaha. Yatha Vayam Jani Maha Paniniya Dhatu Pathe Dasha Ganaha Santi Tatra Prathamaha Ganaha Vadiganaha. तत्र धातुपाठे प्रथमः धातुः अस्ति भू सत्तायाम् इति, अन्तिमः धातुः टु ओष्वि गतिवृद्ध्योः इति। यथा वयं पूर्वमेव ज्ञातवन्तः, धातुपाठस्य क्रमः निश्चितः नास्ति, इट्स् नाट् इन् एनी पर्टिक्युलर् आर्डर्, किन्तु मुख्यतया स्वराधारेण, यथा इत् सम्यकस्य स्वरस्य तथा विद्यमानस्य स्वरस्य आधारेण भवति। यथा अनुदात्तेतः उदात्तेतः स्वरितेतः इति, इत्सम्यकस्य वर्णस्य लोपानन्तरं यः वर्णः शिष्यते तस्य स्वराधारेणापि धातुपाठः विभज्यते। प्रायः सहस्राधिकं दश धातवः, सहस्रोत्तरं दश धातवः सन्ति। सिद्धान्तकौमुदी क्रमेण 1010 इस् द नम्बर् आफ् धातुस् इन् द भादिगण, सो इट् इस् मोर् देन् 50% आफ् द टोटल् धातुस्। द टोटल् आफ् नम्बर् आफ् धातुस् इस् अराउण्ड् 19 समथिङ्ग्, 1962 समथिङ्ग् लैक् दट् इन् द कौमुदी। सो आफ् दट् 1010 बिलाङ्ग् टु द भादिगण। पाठान्तरं तु बहुधा अस्ति धातुपाठस्य, सो इफ् यु टेक् आल् पाठान्तर देर् आर् अराउण्ड् 1200 धातुस् विच् आर् सेड् टु बिलाङ्ग् टु द भादिगण। सो वि विल् हाव् अ लुक् अट् द धातुपाठ। I mean, there are several versions of Dhatupatha. Okay, so, each version of the Dhatupatha is different. I mean, their objective is also different. Say, some Dhatupathas, they just give the krama of the Dhatupatha. So, there are Pathantaras. Some of them mention the Pathantaras, some of them don't. There are some Dhatupathas available which have the Swara markings. There is one, I think I put it up for download in the site. It's a PDF which I got from Sanskrit Documents, which has the Swara markings. The Swaras are important for everything. As we know, the Swara of the Itsamya, Itsamya kasya varanasya swara adharena parasmai padam atmane padam ubhaya padam iti nirniyate anadartanita atmane padam svalitanita kartrabhipraye kriyaphale sheshat kartari parasmai padam ityanena Itsamyakasya varanasya swaradharena padavyavastha nirniyate vidyamanasya atraha swaradharena yatha edha iti dhatu hasti edha ityatra akaraha anudattaha itsamyakaha anudattatvata sahadhatuho atmanepadi ekaraha asti saha kidrishaha ityapi prashna hasti saha udattahava anudattahava svaritahava tatra yadi saha anudattaha tarhi tena iktvam set anit vet ityadi nirnaye tasya upayogah bhavati yedhatavah anitah arthat yatra vidyamanah ach anit anudattah bhavati te dhatavah anitah. So those which have an anudatta swara remaining, I mean not the one which goes by itsamya, the remaining swara, if it is anudatta, they are anit dhatus. So this is the, that is why the swara is also rather important in the Dhatupatha. So there is one Excel which I have prepared. I mean this was for my reference. So this has all the Dhatus. The main Dhatupatha which I took for reference was the one from Sanskrit Documents, which has the PDF is already there. So this is a workable format of that Dhatupatha. So you have all the, I think around 1000 the dhatus which I mentioned, 1192 is the number of dhatus here. So as you can see, this the first number is the number in the Dhatupatha, the main or the original Dhatupatha. So there will be some which don't have a number, which means it is not there in that Dhatupatha, but they are considered in some other books like the Kaumudi or Pushpa Dikshit herself. She might have some of those. Okay. So there is also the numbering according to the Kaumudi, where you can, I mean, if you sort it according to the Kaumudi, you'll get it in the Kaumudi order, which is the pretty much the same as the Dhatupatha order, except that it has some Pathantaras in some cases, or it doesn't take some of the Dhatus which are in this Dhatupatha. Okay. So there is also, what is more important for us is how Pushpa Dikshit orders it. So as you can see, this is Bhu Erha Spartha, it is the order of the original Dhatupatha. So Pushpa Dikshitayaha Dhatupathe tu, the order changes. She starts with 2 Oshvi is 1168 in the Dhatupatha number, but she puts it right at the beginning for the reasons of, obviously, for Prakriya, which is important for us. So there is the Dhatu, there is the meaning, so the Gana, the Pada, and Set, Anit, or Vet. So we don't need to worry about the Set, Anit, or Vet right now, because we are dealing with the Sarvadhatuka Prakriya and this does not matter. But once we go into Ardhadhatukas, it is probably the most important factor. What is the It property of the Dhatu? Okay. So as you can see here, wherever you see an Anudatta in the Dhatu, they are all Anit Dhatus. That's just an indication. There are other things for It. It's a big prakarana by itself, but that is one general indication. So what is also here, what is important for us from the point of view of prakriya is this, how, what is the dhatu, you know, she there are 13 different categories of dhatus. We studied the order of Pushpa Dikshit Dhatu Patha. So she studies it under different headings. There is Adupadha, Anidit, Akaranta, Ikaranta, and so on. There are different categories. So all the categories are here and here. There are two columns. I mean, it doesn't matter in which. There are some which fall under two different categories. That is why they have two different columns. That's all. So there is also the Antargana. Antargana is there in the Dhatupatha itself. Say there is a Ghatadi, there is a Jwaladi, there is a Yajadi. Panini makes extensive use of the Antarganas for different karyas. Okay, so in these you will find dhatus which belong to the different ganas. Okay, so the ganas have specific karyas. We will not look at them right now because I mean for the current prakriya there is no difference in whether it belongs to this. Yeah, each gana has a specific prayojana. So we will know that when we come to that part. Okay, so the major part of this is this vibhaga. Okay, so we will see that today how it helps. So this is the Vadigana, around more than 1000 dhatus. Okay, so once you have the dhatu patha, it doesn't matter if you, a particular dhatu is there in a dhatu patha or not. If it is there, you will be able to know the forms. Okay, so if it has been used, you can easily derive them. You just have to identify which category it belongs to. Coming back, so vikaranaha bhadiganaha yatha sarvadhatuka prakaranam ityachyate sarvadhatuka lakareshu bahu mukhyam bhavati vikarana pratyayah. So before that, if there are questions, Sharma mahodaya,
shmi dhatu ho parasmaipadi, you have asked it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I did that deliberately. I was just trying to see if people actually notice the itsamya. Shming, there is a ngit. So it's Atmanepadi. I have asked the Parasmaipada Pratyaya. So it was just.
But there is a Parasmaipadi also in my Dhatupatha with meaning anadare.
With what?
Shming anadare. Parasmaipadi is there.
Shming cannot be Parasmaipadi. Because
that I know, but it is given in the.
Is it? Surprising.
Ramlal Kapoor.
What is the number of the dhatu?
Number it is in the Churadi.
Churadi. Churadi is there is a different. It's a totally different vyavastha. Because it's in the Churadi, as soon as you add nich, you have the possibility of both the padas mostly. And in Churadi, there are some which tend to be only Parasmaipadas or only Atmanepadas. So that is a different vyavastha.
Okay, thank you.
So okay, so were there any questions which, I didn't. So there was one question initially, how do we listen to missed classes? I mean, all classes are available at sanskritfromhome.in. So if you just register and log in, you'll be able to see all the materials. Okay. So there's one more question, how to identify anit, set and weight. As I said, it's not for this khanda. We'll do that in the next thing. So there are rules for set, anit and weight. There is one more question on yena na prapte. We'll do that at the end of this class, please. Okay, so coming back to the Bhadigana. यथा वयम् जानीमः विकरणाः लकारनिमित्ताः सन्ति गणनिमित्ताः सन्ति तत्र सार्वधातुकलकारेषु सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः गणनिमित्ताः विकरणाः युज्यन्ते साक्षात् तिङ्प्रत्ययस्य धातोः च मध्ये विकरणः सर्वदा भवत्येव सार्वधातुकलकारेषु अतः आदौ प्रतिगणं विकरणः ज्ञातव्यः भादिगणस्य विकरणः अस्ति शप् कर्तरिशप् इति सूत्रेण अयम् औत्सर्गिकः विकरणः. दिस् सूत्र डस् नाट् स्पेसिफै विच् गण फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् फार् आल् धातुस् कर्तर्थे सार्वधातुके शप् विधीयते ततः शपः अपवादत्वेन श्यन्नादयः विधीयन्ते. सो दे आर् आल् अपवादास् टु शप्. सो वेर् एवर् द अपवाद डस् नाट् अप्लै वी हेव् शप् आपरेटिङ्ग्. सो कर्तरि शप् कर्तरि इति सप्तम् एकवचनं, शप् इति प्रथमैकवचनम्, सार्वधातुके इति अनुवर्तते, अधिकारः धातोः प्रत्ययः परः आद्यदात्तः इति अधिकारः, कर्त्रर्थे सार्वधातुके परे कः अर्थः, जानीमः सार्वधातुकं तिङ्क्षित् तत्र तिङ्प्रत्ययस्य अर्थत्रयं लः कर्मणि च भावे च अकर्मकेभ्यः लकाराः सकर्मकेभ्यः धातुभ्यः कर्तरि कर्मणि च स्युः अकर्मकेभ्यः भावे कर्तरि च सो लकार आर् द तिङ् केन् हाव् त्री मीनिङ्ग्स् द कर्ता कर्म आर् भाव कर्त्रर्थे सार्वधातुके परे यत्र तिङ्प्रत्ययः कर्तारं बोधयति तादृशे सार्वधातुकसंज्ञके तिङ्प्रत्यये परे धातोः परः आद्युदात्तः शप् प्रत्ययः स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः भ्वादिगणे सर्वेभ्यः धातुभ्यः शप् इति विकरणः औत्सर्गिकः देर् आर् अ फ्यू धातूस् विच् गेट् अ डिफरेण्ट् विकरण Okay, so we will study those in a special category at the end. So as a general rule, the vikarana for bhadigana is shap. Okay. Now, what is to be noticed? Once you add shap, yada shap pratyayaha yojyate, tada sarvani angani adantani bhavanti. All the angas of the bhadigana. So if you have pathu, pathu a becomes patha. Is hraswakaranta. Adantam means hraswakarantam. At taparastatkalasya ityanena at ityanena hraswaha akaraha grihyate. Hraswa akarantani angani. Okay? Adantani. So patha a patha, khada a khada, bhu a becomes bhava. So that is also akaranta. Since a shap occurs at the border of the anga, it is actually the shap, the akara of shap which directly meets the thing pratyaya. So, ting pratyaya drishtya angam sarvada adantam bhavati. So, that matters. What is the anga? Depending on the anga, we have the pratyayas varying. So, bhadiganaha, bhadiganasya vikaranaha, shap, shapikrute, sarvani angani adantani bhavanti. Now, depending on the anga, angam anusrutya pratyayasya nirmanam bhavati. So, the pratyaya, as we know, sarveshu lakareshu ashtadasha ting pratyayaha eva vidhiyante. Kintu, prati lakaram pratyayaha vidyante. The pratyaya, the form of the pratyaya will change in each lakara. So, that depends principally on the anga, on the lakara and the anga. Okay? In specific lakaras, for specific angas, the pratyaya will change. Okay? Now, assuming since we know that all angas are adantas, the pratyayas will take specific forms. Pratyayasya nirmanam bhavati. So I am not doing the pratyaya nirmanam in detail right now. So we'll do that probably in the next class or the class after that. Okay, in two classes we'll come to that. But before that we'll see what are the pratyayas. What is the final form of the pratyayas? Hetu prayena parichitameva syat, parichitani etani rupani. Because this is what we actually see in the form rather than the tit plus ji, which is totally a shastric thing. So these are the pratyayas which we actually hear in the forms. So adantadangat ting pratyayaha adu jnayante. So latlakaraha tatra varasmaipara pratyayaha bhavanti ti taha anti si taha tha mi vaha maha आत्मने पदे ते इते अन्ते से इथे द्वे ए वहे महे एते एव प्रत्ययः लट्लकारस्य प्रत्ययः सो दीज आर लकार स्पेसिफिक प्रत्ययस् दीज आर ओरिजिनली डिराइव्ड फ्रॉम तिप्तस्धि सिप्तस्थम इवस्मस् ताताम् झ थासाथाम् ध्वम् इद्वहि महि सो इन सम प्लेसेस दे आर क्वाइट रिकग्नाइजेबल इन सम दे माइट नॉट सो देयर इज आताम एंड बिकम्स इते सो देयर इज अ चेंज Okay. So, as I said, the change depends on the lakara and depends on the anga. Idanim tu edan pratyayan siddha rupena svikurmaha. Tataha asya pratyayasya nirmanam katham. Tipaha arabhya katham te iti bhavati. Athava ti iti bhavati. Ji itya arabhya katham anti iti bhavati. Ityadi agre pathama. So, for now, please familiarize yourself with these pratyayas. लट्लकारस्य प्रत्ययः पुनः पठामि ति तः अन्ति सि थः थ मि वः मः आत्मनेपदे ते इते अन्ते से इथे त्वे ए वहे महे लोट लकारे तु तात रूपद्वयं भवति प्रथम पुरुष एकवचने ताम अंतु सो देयर इज वन फॉर्म वेयर द प्रत्यय इज नॉट हर्ड यू ओनली हियर द अंग भव पठ लिख सो ऑन सो तात तम त आनी आव आम आत्मनेपदे ताम इताम अंताम स्व इथाम ध्वम ऐ आवहै आमहै इति प्रत्ययः लंग लकारे त ताम अन स तम त अम व म आत्मनेपदे त इताम अंत थाह इथाम ध्वम ई वहि महि विधिलिंग लकारे इत इताम इयुहु इहि इतम इत इयम इव इम आत्मनेपदे ईत ईयाताम ईरन ईथाह ईयाथाम ईध्वम ईय ईवहि ईमहि सो वी विल सी दीस फोर लकारस विल कम टू लेट लकारा लेटर इन द सार्वधातुक लेट सो नाउ There is Angakarya. As I said, Angakarya occurs at the border of the Anga. Angasya pratyayasya pare. Pratyaye pare, Angasya kinchit karyam bhavati, tadeva Angakaryam. Atra sarvada pratyayadvayam bhavati. Ting pratyayaha ekaha, vikarana pratyayaha ekaha. Ting pratyaye pare, vikarana sahitaha dhatuhu angam. The dhatu plus vikarana is the Anga for the ting pratyaya. विकरणस्य तु केवलः धातुः अङ्गम् इति व्यवस्था उभयत्र अङ्गकार्यं भवति आदौ तिङ् प्रत्यये परे किम् अङ्गकार्यं भवति इति पश्यामः यु हाव् एन् अदन्त अङ्ग सो देर् इस् पठ् देर् इस् अ पठ इस् द अङ्ग नौ दिस् अङ्ग वेन् फालोड् बै द तिङ् प्रत्यय वाट् इस् द अङ्गकार्य विच् विल् हेपन् देर् केन् ईदर् बि अङ्गकार्य आर् सन्धिकार्य विच् हेपन्स् सो देर् इस् ओन्ली वन् अङ्गकार्य फार् एन् अदन्त अङ्ग अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य एकमेव अङ्गकार्यं भवति अतो दीर्घो यञि इति सूत्रम् अतः इति षष्ठी एकवचनम् दीर्घः इति प्रथमैकवचनम् यञि इति सप्तमी एकवचनम् सार्वधातुके इति अनुवर्तते अङ्गस्य इत्यधिकारः अतः अङ्गस्य सार्वधातुके यञि दीर्घः इति सूत्रार्थः अतः अङ्गस्य इत्यस्ति समानाधिकरणे अतः इति विशेषणम् अङ्गस्य इति विशेष्यम् येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य इत्यनेन अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य सो एन् अङ्ग विच् एण्ड्स् इन् ह्रस्व अकार अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य यञि सार्वधातुके इत्यस्ति पुनः समानाधिकरणम् सो यञि इति विशेषणम् सार्वधातुके इति विशेष्यम् अत्र यस्मिन् विधिस्तदादौ अल्ग्रहणे सो इट् इस् एन् एक्सेप्शन् टु येन विधिस्तदन्तस्य वी हेव् स्टडीड् दीस् तदादिविधि एण्ड् तदन्तविधि सो जनरली वी हेव् तदन्तविधि किन्तु यस्मिन् विधिः यत्र सप्तमी विभक्तौ विशेषणमस्ति अल्ग्रहणे एकस्य अलः ग्रहणम् यञ् इति एकम् अल् इट्स् अ सिङ्गल् लेटर् सो इफ् अ सिङ्गल् लेटर् इस् द विशेषण इन् सप्तमी विभक्ति तदादौ इन्स्टेड् आफ् तदन्त वि हव् तदादि सो यञादौ सार्वधातुके अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य एन् अङ्ग एण्डिङ्ग् इन् ह्रस्वकार यञादौ सार्वधातुके अ सार्वधातुकप्रत्यय बिगिनिङ्ग् वित् यञ् द लेटर् यञ् सो तदा किं भवति तस्य दीर्घः अङ्गस्य दीर्घः विधीयते अदन्तस्य अङ्गस्य दीर्घः स्यात् यञादौ सार्वधातुके परे So there is Dirgha. Yany is these letters. Yavarala Nyamanganana Jhabhanya Til Jhabhan. So yete Varanaha. So if we look at our pratyayas, these are the pratyayas of the four lakaras. Tatra Yanyadi pratyayaha ke. Mi Vaha Maha. So Makaraha Yany, Vakaraha Api Yany. Okay. So this E should not be colored here. So Mi Vaha Maha. Vahe and Mahe here. So there is Va, Ma, Vahi, Mahi. Okay. So this E is not Yanyadi. It's just colored by mistake. So these are the yanyadi sarvadhatuka. Sarve pratyayaha sarvadhatukaha. Hintu yanyadi sarvadhatukaha ete eva. You can just check and see if there are others. There are no others. It's only these pratyayas which are yanyadi. So yanyadav sarvadhatuke pare adantasya angasya dirghaha vidhiyate. Tena kim bhavati? Patha mi. Patha iti adantam angam. Mi iti yanyadi sarvadhatakam. So angasya dirghaha. So pathami. Patha mi becomes pathami. Patha vaha, patha vaha. Patha maha, patha maha. Vanda vahe, vanda vahe. Vanda mahe, vanda mahe. So sarvatra, eshu pareshu, pathami, pathavaha, pathamaha, lotlakarepi, sorry, kshamyatam, langlakarepi, apathava, apathama. Atmanepade, vandavahe, vandamahe, avandavahi, avandamahi. Sarveshu, yanyadi saradhatuka prateshu pareshu, ato dirgho yanyi ityanena, dirghaha bhavati. So this is the single angakarya which applies if the anga is adanta. Yadi hrasvakarantamangam, tarhi etadekameva angakaryam bhavati. Sandhikaryani tu gata saptahe tatapurameva adhitani. So there are some sandhikaryas which will happen. So now if you look at this, you have an anga. Okay, let's assume path and a. Patha iti adantam angam. Tasya rupa siddhihi katham bhavati. So patha ti, pathati, patha taha, patha taha. Kimapi nasti. So anti, and you have patha anti, ato gune ityanena pararupam bhavati. Aparanta dakarant gune parataha. Hrasva kare pare, athava ekare pare, sarvatra ato gune ityanena pararupam bhavati. Okay, pathanti, vanda ante, vandante, vanda e vande, patha antu pathantu, vanda antam vandantam, apatha an apathan, avanda anta avandanta. So whatever is marked in this purple is where we apply atogune. So in all these cases there is pararupa, whichever the anga, as long as the anga is adanta, So next, pathati, pathataha, patha anti, atogune pararupam, pathanti, pathasi, pathataha, pathatha. There is nothing, no karya, you just put the anga and the thing together, you get the form. Pathasi, pathataha, pathatha. So patha, mi, yayadav sarvadhatuke, dirghaha. So ato dirgho yanyi ityanena dirghe, pathami, pathavaha, pathamaha. So wherever you have this yanyadi sarvadhatuka, there is dirgha. As I said, this e is not yanyadi, it's a mistake. I'll correct it. So coming to atmanepada, so there is let us finish the parasmaipadas first because we have taken it up. So patha, pathati, pathataha, pathanti, pathasi, pathataha, pathata, pathami, pathavaha, pathamaha. So in lotlakara, patha tu, patha tat. So there is nothing. Pathatu, pathatat, pathatam, patha antu, again atogune, pathantu, patha. So in Madhyama Purusha Ekavachana, there is no pratyaya. It is just patha, pathatat, pathatam, pathata, patha ani. So there is akasavarna dirgha. A plus a becomes a by savarna dirgha. Pathani, pathava, pathama. So in all these three pratyayas, there is savarna dirgha. Akasavarna dirgha. Pathani, pathava, pathama. So coming to langlakara, langlakare, lunglang rinsh vadudataha ittenena, angasya adagamaha bhavati, apatha iti angam. Apathat, apathatam, apathan, atogune, apathaha. Okay, so the pratyaya there is a visarga, sakara which becomes a visarga. It is sasajishoruhu and kharavasanayor visarjaniyaha. So it becomes a visarga. Apathaha, apathatam, apathata. Apatha am. So amipurvaha. So So we have again studied this in Sandhi. Yatra am iti pratyaha bhavati, tatra ami purvaha ityanena purvarupam. Apatha am apatham. Va is yayadi sarvadhatuka. So ato dirgho yani apathava apathama. Apathat apathatam apathan. Apathaha apathatam apathata. Apatham apathava apathama. Vidhiling lakaretu. Sarve pratyayaha ikarad arabhyante. We start with E. So sarveshu A plus E is A. Ad gunaha ityanena gunaha sarvatra. Patha it becomes pathet. Patha itam pathetam. Pathet pathetam patheyuhu. Pathehe pathetam patheta. Patheyam patheva pathema. Over. That is all the forms for any dhatu. Right, you take the anganta form of any dhatu, I mean the vikaranaanta, you add the vikarana, say there is bhava, so it's just this, you take naya, any of the dhatus, okay. So at least of your 1000, at least 980 dhatus will have the same thing. There are very very few exceptions to this, so for all the dhatus it is the same, there is nothing else involved in the border of the thing and the vikarana. Okay. So, sarvani angani adantani, adantanam sarvesham anganam iyameva prakriya. Atmane pade pashyamaha, vanda dhatuhu, udaharanatam, vanda iti asti. You have vandu and shap, it becomes vanda. Vandate, so vanda ite, yatra yatra ikaraha, tatra ad gunaha ityanena gunaha. Vandete, vandate, vandete, vanda ante, ato guna iti pararupam, so vandante. Vandase, vandethe, guna, vandadhe, vanda e. So again we have pararupa vayato gune, vande, vahe mahe iti, ato dirgho yani, vanda vahe, vanda mahe. Vandate, vandete, vandante, vandase, vandethe, vandadhe, vande, vanda vahe, vanda mahe. Vandatam, vandetam, gunaha, vandantam, pararupam. Vandasva, vandetham, gunaha, vandadvam, vandai. So when you have vanda and I, there is vriddhirethi. Okay. A plus I is I. Ato gune will not apply because I is not a guna letter. So vriddhirethi ityanena vriddhau, vandai. Vanda avahai ityasti. Akasavarna dirghaha ityanena savarna dirghe, vandavahai, vandamahai. So please note, even though vandavahe and vandavahai seem same, the pratyaya is different. Okay. So here the akara is derived from ato dirgho yanyi. Here it is akasavarne dirghaha because the pratyaya itself is different. Here it is vahe, whereas here it is avahai. So punaha langlakare avanda iti angam, avandata, avandetam, avandanta, avandathaha, avandetham, avandadvam, avande. This is also adgunaha. Okay. E should be marked in green. Avanda E becomes avande. Avandavahi. Vahi mahi ityatra ato dirghoyani ityanena dirghe. Avandavahi avandamahi. Punaha atmane pade vidhiling lakare sarve pratyayaha e karadarabhyante. Vanda eeta adgunaha itigune vandeta. Vandeta, vandeyatam, vanderan, vandethaha, vandeyatham, vandedvam, vandeya, vandevahi, vandemahi. So once you have the anga, yada adantam angam siddham, tada etavanti sutrani eva bhavanti sarvatra. Ato dirgho yanyi iti ekam angakaryam, anyani sarvani sandhikaryani. All those are the sandhis. You have guna, savarna dirgha, vriddhi, purva rupa and para rupa. Okay. Okay, so Yetana Prashnaha. Yes. Yogesh.
Namaste.
Namaste. Adat.
Tatra Atmanepadi Pratya Tatra Talikayam. Sa itam anta saha itam samanantram I.
Satyam saha uktam saha.
Avanta I tatra gunakariyam bhavati.
Tadeva, my option that mama doshaha. It's oversaying. It is green. It should be green, it is guna.
Ah, Okay. That was clear. Thank you.
Ananta Krishna Mahode. Mute us, you should click on it to unmute yourself. I think you have muted yourself.
Namaste Mahode. Very nice representation of the Sandhis.
Thank you.
Purus in slide Mahode, Mama Prashna has the speaker to check it. What
is it?
Vidhi yena vidhi tadantasya antram anyat sutramasti illa
yasmin vidhi stada adavalaka
yasmin vidhi punah ekvaram astum shakyate
illa. So we have tadanta vidhi and tadadi vidhi. Prayena yatra samanadhikaranyam visheshanam visheshyam, where something is a visheshana for the other, say ataha angasya, they both refer to the same thing. Samanadhikaranyam iti vadamaha. Yatra samanadhikaranyam, tatra ekam visheshyam bhavati, anyat visheshanam. So tatra sarvatra, yena vidhis tadantasya, iti tadanta vidhihi pravartate. Yena vidhihi, nama visheshanam, tadantasya samnyasyat. So ataha iti visheshanam angasya, adantasya angasya. Atrapi tathaivasti, yanyi sarvadhatike. Tatrapi tadanta vidhau, yayante sarvadhatike iti bhavet. Into tathana bhavati. Tadadav yasmin vidhihi. When we are doing something in saptami vibhakti, saptami vibhakto yatra visheshanam, tasmin pare ityarthah. So obviously it is the first letter of that which follows which matters, not the last one. So algrahane, when the visheshana is a single al, say yanyi iti ekam al, and it is in saptami vibhakti. Yatra visheshanam alam jyotayati saptami vibhakto cha nirdishtam, tatra tadadau, tadante iti nabhavati, kintu tadadau. So it qualifies the beginning of the particle and not the end. Atahatra yanyadau sarvadhatuke, when followed by a sarvadhatuka, which begins with a yany letter. Not that which ends, but that which begins with a yany letter. Any other questions? Okay, Prashnahana Sandhi. So this is the Angakarya at the thing. Ataha Bharigane Sarvesham Dhatunam Yameva Prakriya Atra. Now, there is one more Angakarya when followed by the Vikarana. Vikarane Pare Kim Angakaryam Bhavati Iti Prashnaha. Dhatuho Asti Vikaranam Asti. Yatha Pathu A Tatra Kimapi Karyam Nasti Patha. Evam vadi iti dhatuho, vadi abhivadastyoho, ikaraha it samyakaha, iditonum dhatuho ittenena numagamaha, vandu, vandu a vanda, tatrapi kimapi karyam nasti. Kinto, yatra bhu a iti asti, tatra tu angakaryam bhavati. As we know, there is sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoho, which applies there to give a guna. Idani ang vikarane pare shap pratyaye pare dhatohu kim angakaryam bhavati iti drashtavyam. That is all. That is the end of the rupasiddhi of Bhadigana. That is all we know. First thing we know, we should know the vikarana. Okay. Once we know the vikarana, we should know what are the pratyayas. Ting pratyaye pare kim angakaryam, vikarane pare kim angakaryam. That is all. That is the most majority of the Tinganta Prakriya that we will study henceforth. For each Gana is that, which is the Vikarane Pare Kim Angakaryam Bhavati, Pratyaya Pare Kim Angakaryam Bhavati. Okay. So those are the major parts of the तिङन्तरूपसिद्धि. इदानीं विकरणे परे भादिगणे शप् प्रत्यये परे किम् अङ्गकार्यं भवति इति द्रष्टव्यम्. यत् ये धातवः इकारान्ताः, ओके, एज़ यु नो इकारान्त इस् वन् द फस्ट् केटगरी शी हेस्, ये धातवः इकारान्ताः सन्ति तेषां किं कार्यं भवति. सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः. इगन्तस्य अङ्गस्य सार्वधातुके अर्धधातुके वा परे गुणः विधीयते. इदम् इगन्तम् अङ्गम् बिकास् इट् इस् नौ ओन्ली द धातु इस् इगन्त अण्ड् प्रत्यय इस् सार्वधातुक. सो देर् फोर् देर् इस् गुण. गुणः इकारस्य गुणः सर्वदा एकारः भवति. ततः एकारस्य अकारे परे एचो अयवायावः इत्यनेन अयादेशः भवति. So for all ikaranta dhatus, there is guna by sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoho, followed by ayadesha, echo ayavayavaha. So g iti dhatuhu, g a, gune j a, ekarasya ayadeshe jaya, shvi shve shvaya, kshi kshe kshaya, smi sme smaya, shri shre shraya, sarvatra. So if you go and look at all the ikaranta dhatus which are in that category, how many ever, so it is all the same. Sarvatra gunaha bhavati, ayadeshaha bhavati, angam siddham. So once you have this anga, you just jayati, jayataha, jayanti, jayanti, there is atogune. So we just go to that previous slide and the forms are ready. So etesham dhatunam chaturshulakareshu rupani siddhani. That is all, there is nothing else in the whole prakriya. So ikarantanam evam yadi dhatuhu ikarantah tadapi tadeva sarvadhatuka ardhadhatukayoho ityanena gunah ayadeshah. Vastutah bhadigane dvau eva dhatu stah ikarantah, ikarantau dvau eva dhatu, ding dhatu hasti, ding vihaya sadatau. So di de daya, dayate dayete dayante, dayase dayethe dayadhve ityadi. Evam ni prapane. So ni ne naya, ayam ubhayapadi. So nayati nayataha nayanti or nayate nayete nayante. So that karya is common to all. It's only we are looking at the anga karya for the vikarana. So ikarantanam ikarantanam cha gunaha ayadeshaha. Ukarantaha dhatavaha tatrapi etadeva sutram in tatra gunaha okaraha. So the guna for ukara is okara. So dhru dhro eto ayavayavaha ittenena avadeshaha okarasya avadeshaha. So it becomes dhrava. Su so sava, u o ava, plu plo plava, ru ro rava. So sarvesha mukarantanam gunaha gunanantaram avadeshaha. So the same two sutras, okay. So it becomes dhravati, savati, avati, plavate, aravate. I am not sure of the padas, but okay. Ukarantanam api dhatunam samanam gunaha okaraha tasya avadeshaha. Trayaha eva santi ukarantaha dhatavaha bhu bho bhava, bhavati bhavataha bhavanti, pu po pava, मो मव. सो उकारान्तानाम् उकारान्तानां च गुणः ओकारः तस्य अवादेशः. सो ऋकारान्ताः ऋकारान्ताश्च धातवः तेषां सार्वधातुकार्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः. सो देर् इस् गुण ऋकारस्य स्थाने आदेशः इत्यतः उरण्रपरः इत्यनेन रपरः भवति. So the guna is akara, which is followed by r. So they get ar. So hvr ityasti chet hvar. Rkarasya sthane ar iti bhavati hvar akaraha shapaha hvara. So smr a smara. So there is rkarasya gunaha raparaha smarati. So bhr a bhara, dhr a dhara, tr a tara. So rukarantanam rukarantanam cha gunaha raparaha pravartate. So smarati, bharati, dharati, tarati, ityadi rupani. एजन्ताः धातवः सन्ति तेषाम् एचो अयवायावः इत्यनेन साक्षात् अयादेशः. सो दे आलरेडी हाव् द एकार आर् ऐकार, सो यु जस्ट् डू एन् अयादेश वित् देम्. सो धे अ धेट् पाने इति धातुः, धे अ धय, ध्यै अ ध्याय, ऐकारस्य आय, एकारस्य अय, गै अ गाय, गायति ध्यायति, दे अ दय दयते, वे अ वयति. एजन्ताः, सो देर् इस् नो ओकारान्त धातु आर् औकारान्त. इन् एजन्तस् वि जस्ट् हेव् ए एण्ड् ऐ. एकारस्य अयादेशः, ऐकारस्य आयादेशः. सो एचोयवायावः डिरेक्ट् सन्धि, देर् इस् नो अङ्गकार्य. सो इफ् इगन्तस्य अङ्गस्य सार्वधातुकार्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः, एजन्तस्य अङ्गस्य एचोयवायावः इत्यनेन अयादिसन्धिः. So that is all about the ajantas. Halanteshu, remember you should always have the har classification in mind. Katham dhatunam vibhagaha krataha iti. Okay. So there is, look at it, ikarantaha santi, tataha ikarantaha, tataha ukarantaha, ukarantaha, rikarantaha, so rikarantaha, eka eva dhatuhu. एजन्तः. सो दीस् आर् आल् द अजन्त धातु. अजन्तेषु धातुषु सप्त गणाः सन्ति. तत्र इ ई उ ऋ एतदन्तेनां धातूनां सार्वधातुकार्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः भवति. एजन्तानां तु साक्षात् अयादिसन्धिः. सो नेक्स्ट् वि स्टार्ट् वित् द हलन्तस्. हलन्तेषु धातुषु उपधायाः स्वराधारेण विभागः. Because the hull is not directly affected, it is the swara behind the hull which can be affected. So, tatra kim bhavati? Yadi idupadhaha, itu nama hraswa ikaraha. Yeshu dhatushu upadhayam hraswaha ikaraha asti, tatra pugantalaghupadhasya cha ityanena gunaha bhavati. Okay. So, there is only guna, no ayadesha, because the following letter will not be an ach. So chit a becomes cheta, chetati, sidh a, sedh a, sedhati, kit a, keta, nid a, neda, twish a, twesha. Hraswa ikaraha yatra upadhayam asti, tatra pugantalaghupadhasya cha ityanena gunaha. Udupadhaha, so again if there is hraswa ukara and in the upadha, तत्र किं भवति? तत्रापि पुगन्तलघुपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः भवति. मुद् अ मोद, बुध अ बोध, स्फुट अ स्फोट, शुच अ शोच, घुष अ घोष. मोदते, बोधति, स्फोटति, शोचति, घोषति. सो एडिङ्ग् द प्रत्यय इस् द सेम्. तत्र तु विशिष्टं किमपि कार्यं नास्ति. सो इदुपधानां, उदुपधानां तथा ऋदुपधानां ह्रस्व ऋकारः उपधायाम् अस्ति चेदपि पुगन्तलघुपधस्य इति गुणः उरण्रपरः इत्यनेन रपरः भवति. सो गृज् बिकम्स् गर्ज्, ऋकारस्य स्थाने अर्. गर्ज् घृष् बिकम्स् घर्ष्. बृह् बर्ह्, कृष् कर्ष्, वृत् वर्त्, वर्तते, कर्षति, बर्हति, घर्षति, गर्जति. सो इ उ ऋ ह्रस्वः इकारः, उकारः, ऋकारो वा यदि उपधायाम् अस्ति तर्हि पुगन्तलघुपधस्य च इत्यनेन गुणः. सो दट् इस् आल्, देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् एल्स्. वी हेव् कवर्ड् आल् द धातुस्. फार् द रिमेनिङ्ग् धातुस्, दोस् विच् आर् नाट् लिस्टेड् हियर्, नथिङ्ग्. इफ् इट् इस् अदुपध, पठ अ पठ, किमपि न भवति. अन्येषां धातूनां किमपि अङ्गकार्यमपि नास्ति, सन्धिकार्यमपि नास्ति इति अर्थः. सो विल् जस्ट् रिकेप् दट् अगेन्. सो विकरणे परे अङ्गकार्यम् अथवा सन्धिकार्यम्. अजन्ताः धातवः, सो यदि इकारान्तः अथवा ईकारान्तः तर्हि सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः, एचोयवायावः इत्यनेन अयादेशः. उकारान्तानाम् उकारान्तानां च सार्वधातुक अर्धधातुकयोः इत्यनेन गुणः अवादेशः सूत्रं समानं किन्तु अत्र ओकारः अतः अवादेशः ऋकारान्तानां ऋकारान्तानां गुणः रपरः उरण्परः इत्यनेन रपरः एजन्तानां तु साक्षात् अयादेशः अथवा आयादेशः दट् इस् आल् हलन्तेषु इदुपधानाम् उदुपधानां गुणः ऋदुपधानां रपरः गुणः फार् आल् द अदर् धातुस् विच् बिलाङ्ग् टु एनी अदर् केटगरी विच् डु नाट् बिलाङ्ग् टु दीस् केटगरीस् सो देर् आर् से अदुपधः यदि ह्रस्वः अकारः उपधायाम् अस्ति तर्हि किमपि न भवति पठ अपठ and so on. I mean, there are many dhatus which belong. Vada, a, vada. So, ik purva repho padaha. This is our upadhayam cha. You have kurd, a. Upadhayam cha ityanena dirghe, kurd, a. So, tatra kima pinasti, kurdate ityeva rupam. Izadihi guruman iti kechana dhatavaha santi. So, this category is not useful for these lakaras. Lit lakare tesha, tasya upayogaha. So for those dhatus, there is nothing. However, is the dhatu say edh dhatu hosti. So edha ityeva. Kimapi karyam na bhavati. Idit. Iditam dhatu nam numagamaha bhavati. Vadi ityasya vandu. Vandu a vanda. Kimapi karyam nasti. Anidit iti kechana dhatavaha. Yatha manth iti dhatu hosti. Manth a mantha. Anyat kimapi karyam nasti. Sheshaha, those which do not belong to any of these, the miscellaneous, tatrapi kimapi karyam na bhavati. Okay. So with these, we have done more than 1,000 dhatus of Vadigana. There is nothing special about them. You take, say, we will do this first. So you have the ikarantas. So ji, je, jaya. Shvi, shve, shvaya. So it becomes jayati, shvayati, punaha. Ji iti dhatu dvayam asti. Jayati, dhrayati, kshi, kshayate, kshe, kshayate, shmi, smayate, shri, shrayati or shrayate. So this is not ikaranta, so there is a slight mistake. So this is ukaranta. So e iti dhatu, kevalaha e iti yadi dhatu, tarhi ayati iti rupam. So for all ikarantas, it is the same. Evam, just take any set, say idupadhaha iti yadi dhatu. So for all these things, pugantalaghu upadhasya cha ityanena, upadhayaha gunaha. Chid, chetati, shidh, sedhati. Ikh, ekhati, kit, ketati, chit, khetati. All you have to know is which pada. So if you know the pada, you can easily tell the forms. Okay. So we have covered most of the dhatus. The only dhatus which we have not covered is the vikari dhatu. Okay. So there are some dhatus here. Which are called, which are listed as the vikari dhatu. Okay, there are around 50 of these dhatus. So for these dhatus, there is something special in the prakriya. Okay, so other than these around 50 dhatus, okay, we have covered all the dhatus which belong to the vadigana. Sarvesham dhatunam, sarveshu lakar, sarvadhatuka lakareshu, rupani siddhani. There is nothing else other than these. So there are also some dhatus which are called, I mean, you know, which actually belong to some other gana. Okay. If you look at something like, okay. So you can see that there is something called the Anya Ganasya Dhatu. So this is not given as a thing by her, but I have added this. So there are some dhatus which originally belong to some other gana. Okay, say madi, shama. These are all originally divadigana dhatus. Okay, so they have been included in the bhadigana for a specific karya. Say ghatadi is an antargana. So they need to have that karya of that ghatani, and therefore they have been included in this gana. So as you can see, it says vastutaha daivadikaha. It originally belongs to the divadi gana. So here also you have ndru. It originally belongs to the kriyadi gana. So those dhatus which do not belong originally to the bhadi gana will not be dealt with here. So ye anya ganasya dhatavaha tesham atra rupa siddhihi na bhavati. Ye vikarinaha dhatavaha, those which have something special, around 50 dhatus, those we will study in the next class. Other than those, whichever dhatu belongs to the bhadi gana is a regular dhatu, it is the same prakriya. Vikarane pare kinchid angakaryam bhavati. Mukhyataha gunaha. Yadi igantaha athava hrasva igupadaha tarhi gunaha bhavati. So anyat kimapi angakaryam nasti bhadi gane. Ting paretu atho dirgho yanyi iti ekameva angakaryam kanichana sandhikaryani. Okay, once you get these vikaranaanta form, you just have to go to these. Etaihi sutraihi rupa siddhihi bhavati. So what we have not learnt is only how to derive these pratyayas for the different lakaras and what happens in case of those special dhatus. So the special dhatus are very less in number, but we have to study them specially always because they are something specific. So any questions? Okay. So what about ekara dhatu? You mean the ekaranta dhatus? The ekaranta dhatus get the ayadesha. You have it dheya becomes dhaya. Hoyavayavaha ityanena ayadesha. One more question. When I use the term idupadhaha, is upadhaha the plural of upadha? No, it is a bahuvrihi. So it upadha yasya saha idupadhaha. So it is a visheshana to a dhatu. Dhatuha visheshanatva tatra pumstvam bahuvrihi samase hrasvaha gostriyo rupasajjanasya ityanena hrasvaha idupadha ityaste. Idupadhaha dhatuhu visheshanam, dhatuhu visheshanam. Ekavachane eva. Any other questions? No? Okay, so today's exercise is not anything writing. As I said, please complete the exercise of the last class. For today, just go through this chart orally and, you know, I mean, just as I said, just practice getting the form so that you look at the dhatu and you know the form. Okay. You can look at these dhatu vibhaga initially, but just look at the dhatu and try to guess what is the form. It comes very naturally. Ji, jaya, so kshikshaya, smi, smaya, shri, shraya. If you go by her order, the forms are very, very easy. And once you do it once, you will remember it for, I mean, always. So bhu, bhava, pu, pava, mu, mava, vru, hvara, dhvru, dhvara, ghru, dhara, gru, dhara. I mean, there is nothing, almost automatically the forms stand before you. It's okay, so there's a question. If there is a
are you going to upload this Excel
oh yes. Yeah, certainly. I'll upload this sheet. As of now, it has only Bhadi Gana Dhatus. I have not done this sheet again for the others, but yes, I'll upload this. So the PDF, yes. The PDF with Swara markings is also there. It is there in the first unit. It should be there. The useful documents of the course. So this will also be there. It will be in the current lesson and also there. So you can get it from there. There is a question, if there is some karya on ekara, then the same is on okara. Yeah, generally those go together. If there is something for ikara, the same, the corresponding is for ukara. If there is something for a, it is o. So it is usually correct. Okay, so please, I know, I mean, the main part in the whole class is to understand and appreciate these vibhaga of the dhatus. That is the key to actually understand it. I mean, I don't know how many of you are able to appreciate it now. When I studied her thing, I said I went to a workshop. I mean, she conducted a workshop for Singhanta Prakriya in our class when I was doing my post-graduation in Vyakarana. It was MA. I had studied Vyakarana for quite some time by then. I had spent 1.5 years on studying only the Bhadigana. Okay, we used to have daily classes. As in 5 days a week, we used to have classes. We spent 1.5 years on studying Bhadigana completely. I mean, from the beginning to the end, without skipping a single dhatu, all forms, all the lakaras, as per the Kaumudi. That is how I studied it. I mean, we stopped after Bhadigana because of some other reasons, and I was with the feeling that I don't know what is Singhanta Prakriya. I was not very sure about anything in Singhanta Prakriya. So there was this workshop on Singhanta Prakriya which said 15 days. I actually laughed at the idea of, you know, I mean, something we have spent so long to study and we still have not mastered it. What can we do in 15 days? And she comes for the workshop. In 15 minutes, Bhadigana is over. And we knew, I mean, whatever we have done in the first 19 classes, we already knew. I mean, because most of us have studied Vyakarana to some level, so we didn't need to do all those in detail. So in 15 minutes, the Sarvadhatuka Lakaras of Bhadigana and also of Divadi, Tudadi and Churadi are over. We were like, wow, there is no other word to, I mean, even today I remember the excitement it created for Ashtadhyayi, and you know, it was a wholly eye-opener to know that something can be, should be studied in this way. Studying it dhatu by dhatu and, you know, going on is not how Panini intended it. Please, I mean, that is why he created these. We need, the mind needs these mental classifications to remember something. It is impossible to go to each dhatu individually and remember it. That is the, if you have, any of you studied the Mahabhashya right at the beginning, he discusses what is the format of Vyakarana. He says, Kinchid Utsargataha Lakshanam Pravartyam Kinchid Visheshataha. Utsarga Apavada. That is at the heart of Vyakarana. You need to study it in that way. What is general? What is specific? So as we studied, all this is general. So there is something specific for some 50 dhatus. You do those separately. Anyway, you have to do them separately. And over. It makes no sense in studying them individually. And I realized it only after I had done all that. I mean, that is when the, you know, that change was so emphatic. It stays yet, and when you know you have spent such a long time studying something, you know, there was, I mean, of course, I agree it was not the whole. There is still the Ardhadhatuka Lakaras left. But still, the sense was, if I had spent that same 1.5 years, probably I would not have required that much. Say 6 months in studying in this Kama, but have been much, much better and much surer in Prakriya than studying the dhatus individually. It is not against any particular grantha or anything. It's just, you know, understanding. That is when I actually understood what the Ashtadhyayi was or what it stands for. It is an unfortunate thing that Ashtadhyayi is relegated to, you know, it's in my, whatever I have studied according to the syllabus, I have never studied the Ashtadhyayi at all. It was never part of a syllabus, or I fortunately had teachers who, you know, keep telling me to study the Ashtadhyayi, which I didn't take very seriously probably because it was not there for syllabus, obviously, and you say, okay, it's there. So just study what is there. But the actual power of the Ashtadhyayi for Prakriya, you understand only when you come to such huge things. So there is, you know that there is 1,000 dhatus. It has nothing. There is some, you know, there's some 6 or 7 sutras and you will be able to tell the forms, know the forms of all of them. So that is what Ashtadhyayi is meant for. That, you know, that organization. We already have that organization which is given. Okay. But if we don't exploit it, it will be to our, you know, misery with Singhantas. Because Singhanta Prakriya is definitely one of the most, complicated things in Prakriya, because there is so much of variety. That is Singhantas, the dhatus and their forms, which give variety to the Vangmaya of Sanskrit, because most of the words are finally derived from dhatus. But it is not all arbitrary. There is such a great system to derive it, and you know, it's important to appreciate the genius of Pani. So okay, we'll stop today here. So I'll share these files. Just practice. Just go through these and keep practicing, so it becomes, Bhari becomes very easy. Okay. So there are few other ganas which also end with this akara. So wherever we have the trasva akara, the prakriya is quite easy. Okay. So those who have studied this for the first time, maybe it still seems a bit too much, but I assure you, if you go through it, if you put in some work now, the rest of the prakriya will become more and more easy and more exciting. Prakriya is always exciting. You know, it's like, you know, maths, you go through something and you hit at the solution and it gives a Yena akshara samamnaya madhigamya maheshwara krutsnam vyakaranam proktam tasmai paninaye namaha. Vakyakaram vararuchim bhashyakaram patanjalim paninim sutrakaram cha pranatosmi munitrayam. Okay. Yeah, this week I will upload the file sooner. Okay. By Monday or Tuesday I'll definitely do it. Sorry. Thank you.